USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is still pushing the White House on a new economic stimulus package.
It's sinful that we have not addressed protecting the lives of the American people on the path that this president has taken.
The Democrat telling reporters she wants more money for state and local governments and dollars to ensure safety at schools. Meanwhile, Republicans feel that's a bailout for cities that were poorly run. The Twitter account of Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan was suspended for a post praising the success of the southern border wall. Morgan reacting to that news on Twitter.
So with all due respect, Twitter, you're locking my account. Doesn't pass the BS test.
Twitter saying the account violated rules for hateful conduct. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Florida is the center of the political universe today. Both President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden will be campaigning in the Sunshine State. They are both holding events in Tampa. The Girl Scouts of America sent a tweet congratulating Amy Coney Barrett on her nomination to the Supreme Court, only to delete the tweet and apologize later. The original post shared by a news reporter in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, included the caption, "Congratulations, Amy Coney Barrett, on becoming the fifth woman appointed to the Supreme Court since its inception in 1789, ending with an emoji of a hand raised up. According to CAL FIRE, nearly 5,000 firefighters are battling 22 wildfires in California. CAL FIRE also announcing seasonable weather conditions will persist across California on Thursday as red flag warnings have expired. Firefighters earlier this week responding to 23 new wildfires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A new ABC News study found that 62% of adults worry that they or an immediate family member may catch COVID-19. Likely voters who express this concern favor Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. When it comes to worry, New York Times best-selling author and entrepreneur Rachel Hollis has some advice.
Number one, I think it's about giving yourself grace, that it is so human and so normal right now to feel overwhelmed or to feel anxious. One of the things that I do to bring my anxiety down is a gratitude practice. Every single day of my life, I start my day by writing down 10 things that have happened in the last 24 hours that I feel grateful for. And I mean, this is something Oprah taught us, you know, 20 years ago, and I still use it today. And it really does force me to spend my day looking for good things. So easy right now with the media and the election and social media to be overwhelmed by really hard stories. And I think that if you spend your day sort of mining, you know, looking for those, you know, your 8-year-old told you a joke, or, you know, your husband, you know, brought you a cup of coffee, whatever it is, if you look for those things in the day, it centers you in this present moment. And it really does help you to have perspective.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.